If you're just tuning in, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm speaking with Aaron Surma, Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition Program Coordinator. We're just listening to a little Kenny Rogers there. Great song about checking in with your own mental health, suggested by Aaron. Thank you for that, Aaron. I was definitely singing along in the studio.
All right.
So we were talking about protective factors for your mental health. And now I just wanted to ask you about some online resources that the coalition has to offer right now. And first of all, I'd like to say I subscribed to your mailing list and I received your newsletter for April. And it was really full of a lot of great info. You guys have a lot going on. So I was hoping we could share some of that with our listeners today. Where should we start?
Well, we already went through the Facebook stuff, and that's pretty relevant, but just reiterating that people can get involved with that. And there's a lot of other ways to get involved with our work as well. We're putting together care packages for people. I mentioned that earlier. And we need organizations that are sending out care packages. We don't necessarily have our own dedicated list of people to receive care packages, but we want to contribute to organizations that are doing so. So if you work for an organization that is putting together something and you want us to contribute, we are available. And if you have something that you want to include, if you have a donation that you can give, coloring books, hand sanitizer, face masks, trinkets, toys, that stuff is all great to include. And it's been awesome in the instances where we've been able to contribute to care packages so far.
Great. And there's a couple of like online meetings or webinars that I was reading about. One is your means reduction meeting that's tomorrow. And it looked like it was open to the public if anybody wants to join in. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one specific message that we want to get out, is to restrict the access to the things that people use when they want to die of suicide. So things like gun locks. You know, we don't want to ban guns. We're not advocating to ban guns. Take guns out of people's homes. We do want to support people who feel like they're at risk. Like, oh, I do not feel well right now. I'm feeling suicidal. I would like to give my friend my gun to hold on to, or put a gun lock on it and give the key to a trusted person. So we have things like gun locks to help restrict the access to firearms. And the same thing with prescriptions, with alcohol, with the things that people use to attempt suicide. We want that to be out of reach when those folks are feeling suicidal. And so we have a group that gets together and talks about different ways to get this message out. And that meeting is tomorrow at 3 p.m. And that'll be online, so it's COVID friendly. And folks are welcome to attend. And anyone that wants to send us a message on Facebook or on our website, I will send you the link to that meeting.
Great. Another meeting that caught my eye is the Exploring Hope webinar. I think that one's in a couple of days, right?
Yeah, that's on the 29th. That's in a week from today.
And HOPE is an acronym.
Yeah, and I'm going to scramble to find the acronym because I don't remember what it stands for
right now. Oh, sorry to put you on the spot. I didn't write it out either.
It's Health Outcomes from Positive Experiences.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. So that webinar is not ours. This is a webinar that somebody else is putting on. And the folks who are putting it on, I trust they normally put out good stuff. And this is about tapping into people's hope to create positive change in communities. And that's from 1 to 2:30 on the 29th. And then afterwards, I just want to have a one-hour debrief of anyone locally who's interested in this topic. You know, listen to the webinar on your own, and then we'll have a one-hour debrief and talk about how this may affect our work. So anyone who's interested in the concept of hope and how the idea of hope can spur positive community change, welcome to participate in that. And again, that's the 29th. The first webinar is 1 to 2:30, and then our debrief afterwards is 2:30 to 3:30. And you can send us a message on Facebook or on our website or email junosuicideprevention@gmail.com. And I'll send you the links for those things.
They all sound fantastic. Those are great resources to be offering to everyone. And I know we did mention the Facebook live events every Friday, but I just want to say again, Be Connected, Stay Protected is a live event that you guys host every Friday. And that sounds really great as well. If you want to find out more about any of the things we discussed today, Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition has a website, Facebook page, Instagram, email list, mailing list. Aaron, what would you say is the way most folks reach out to connect with you guys?
I would say email is the most common. That's junosuicideprevention@gmail.com. And we also have a little contact us thing on our website, junosuicideprevention.org. So you can send us a message on that and we'll get it.
And for those old school folks out there, is there a phone number?
Ooh, good question. You can always call me. So my phone number is area code 248-345-6535 if you have a question.
Ooh, that's bold, putting your number out there. Thank you, though. And do you happen to have the care line handy, too? I just thought we should mention that while we're talking.
Absolutely. So we want people to be helpful, to reach out to others, and to feel comfortable saying, hey, I'm worried about you. Do you need help? But there's always a point where you need professional help. Like, the responsibility to care for somebody should never fall on one person. And there's a care line available, state of Alaska. It's folks, I think they're all in Fairbanks. Most of them are in Fairbanks, at least. And they're available 24 hours a day to answer crisis calls. They're trained professionals and takes the responsibility and like the pressure off of you, the citizen, who is worried about a friend. So if you're worried about yourself or worried about a friend, you can call the Alaska Care Line at 877-266-HELP. And there's also a text line. You can text 741-741, and it's the same service, just over text.
Oh, that's terrific. I was going to ask about texting, too. Aaron Surma, Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, I can't thank you enough for the info today and for your time. The work you do is so important now and always, and we may be slowly opening back up pretty soon, but I think a lot of the self-isolation and distancing practices will be with us for a while longer, and everyone needs help adjusting. So thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I'm worried about people, as you are, and so any chance we get to get our message out there is greatly appreciated. Thanks for being a supporter, Shelley.
Sure. And we got one more song from Aaron's selections as we exit the interview. Tell me about this one.
So this is Robin, Hang With Me, and she's offering to stay close to somebody and be there for them as long as they're there for her. But she's also setting good boundaries. And I think that's important. Like, it's not all on you to be a good friend to somebody else. You can set boundaries and let them know under what conditions you're willing to be helpful. And so I think that that sometimes gets lost and folks feel obligated to like always be there for other people. And like, that's a nice notion, but the reality is that you need to set up boundaries as well. So Robin is being open to this other person and willing to engage with them, but setting the guidelines for how to do so. So good job, Robin.
Good job, Aaron, for the music selections today, as well as all the other great information. Have a terrific rest of your afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Here's Hang With Me by Robin.